out to you as you read this passage. Turn to the person next to you and do my job for me and share with someone next to you what stands out to you about that passage that we just heard from the Bible. I'm going to read it again really quick just so you don't have to refresh yourself. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you'll bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my room leaped for joy. Blessed is she who's believed the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." What jumped out as I read that then? Turn to the person next to you and share. Okay, so I'm sure that some folks, some of you will be unpacking the passage for your neighbor. Some of you will be, you know, sharing deep theological insights. For me, what leaps out when I read this passage is that it's odd. Mary goes to visit Elizabeth and she sees her. And the first thing that Elizabeth says to Mary is not a sentence, it's a song. Who does that? This is the thing, kind of thing you only see in musicals. You know, I don't get home at the end of the day and I walk into the house and say, "Kirsty, it is so good to see you. I love you so much. Your hair looks amazing." Maybe I should. No, not from that look, no. But we don't do this. This is bizarre. She just starts singing at this relative that's come to see her. So what's going on here? What is happening? I like to imagine sometimes that it doesn't say that Joseph came to visit and see Elizabeth's husband Zechariah at the same time. But I like to imagine what had happened if they did. And what would have happened is Joseph would arrive, and Zechariah would be there. And then Elizabeth starts singing and Mary's, you know, responds with a song, which you'll hear about next week. But I like to think that it would have been a bit different between Joseph and Zechariah. Probably something, if I know guys, more like this. "You all right, Zeke? Sup, Joe?" And then they get on with things. But not the ladies. So what's going on? Why does she just start singing? And we're told that it's not Elizabeth, but her baby that is the first who knows something is up. It says earlier in Luke chapter 1 that this baby John would be filled with the Holy Spirit before he was even born. There is this baby in Elizabeth's tummy, filled with the power of God, all the power of God. And the baby, when it comes near to this other unborn baby, Jesus the Messiah, it says the baby jumped in her womb, leaped in her womb. Some translations of the Bible say it gave her a kick. It was saying, "Mom! Mom, you don't know, but the Savior of the world is in that lady's tummy." And Elizabeth is not just shocked by this sudden movement from her baby, but it says at that moment she is filled with the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit fills us, crazy stuff starts to happen. amazing things start to happen. All through the Old Testament, and I love the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit is there. And every time it says the Holy Spirit fills someone, crazy stuff starts to happen. People get super strength. People sing random songs with strangers they've never met before. Miracles occur. And in this moment, Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and she sings this song. And when the Holy Spirit gives us a message, we have a special name for that. We call that a prophecy. We call that a prophecy. When God speaks a message to us, we call it prophecy. And so this song is a prophecy. And in 1 Corinthians 14:3, we actually read that the purpose of prophecy, it's for strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. And so Elizabeth sings this song, and this is a song that is so positive, that is to give Mary strength, that is to encourage her, and that is to comfort her. And to come into land with this first talk, I was trying to think, what is a song in our society today? What's a time when groups of people sing a song for strength, encouragement, and comfort? Because we don't just walk into someone's house. It's this. If you have ever been to a football match, you have sat beside hundreds, thousands of other people singing for your team. And there are songs about the other team, but we're not looking at those this morning. And all these fans, if I didn't know better, you could imagine this was a worship event. People, hands raised, singing out. The local Torquay football team is Torquay United. If you've never heard of them, I do not blame you. But their fans are so passionate for their team. I read on a website, there are 124 different songs listed that they sing at their matches to encourage Torquay players in their matches. To come into land on this first chunk of the morning, Elizabeth's song is that kind of song. I'm sure she sang better than most football fans I've ever heard. No offense if you love to sing on the terraces. But this song is Elizabeth's song given by God to give Mary strength and comfort and encouragement. Tell us who he is. And this is a passage where all three members of the Holy Trinity are mentioned, and God gives this song to strengthen, comfort, encourage Mary. But we learn so much in it. And it's wonderful that God gives this song. And this is not the only time in the Bible God does this. God loves to give us these songs. If we can go on to the next slide. This song contains the word blessed. And this word blessed, it means to have God's favor and protection, or to be set aside for a purpose. And so this word sung over Mary, and if we move on, I love the idea that God has a song for Mary in that moment. But we read here in the Old Testament that God doesn't just have songs for someone like Mary. God doesn't just have songs like those we read in the Psalms written by David. But we read here that the Lord your God is with you. He's living among you. He's a mighty Savior. He will delight in you with gladness. He'll renew you with his love. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. God didn't just have songs for Mary, but he is singing songs about you. God has a song with your name to it. Right now, God is singing songs about how much he loves you, how much he adores you. Do you ever think maybe the angels go a bit mad about this? God's like, I'm going to sing the one about Joel again. And the angels are like, oh, not a, we've heard this one. And God's like, Joel, I gave him ginger hair and, you know, stuff. It's good. But this is my dad. And my dad was in a band when I was younger. And my dad, it was a Christian band that went all over the world, and they'd play songs about God's love for people. But there was this one time when my dad went off to Zimbabwe, and he went to Zimbabwe for 2 weeks. And in the evenings, I must have been about seven, I'd be talking to my mum, and I'd be saying, I miss daddy. And my mum would say, hey, Pook, you all right? My mum would say, well, daddy's away. He's doing things for God. He's telling people how much God loves them, and he's singing songs for them. And I said to my mum, why doesn't daddy just sing songs for me? Why doesn't my daddy just sing songs for me? And the beautiful thing is, when my dad came back, my mum had obviously told him I'd said this. And so he sat me down in the living room, and he got out his guitar, and he just said, Joel, shall we sing some songs together? And my dad, just for the rest of that afternoon, just sang songs with me. Whatever I wanted, we made up silly songs. He sang songs from his album, which I liked less. But my dad sang to me. And our Heavenly Father is singing over us right now. A song of love and joy. In every moment where we feel like God's far away, or in those times when we feel unloved, or we feel like, what am I worth? What am I worth? Mary must have felt pretty worthless in this passage. I'm pregnant. There's people judging me. This is going to be so challenging. And God gave Elizabeth a song to sing over her. And right now, however you feel this morning, our Heavenly Father is singing a song about you. A song of joy and of love. He's raving about you. He's telling the angels how amazing you are. This is my Esme. She is amazing. And the way I feel about her and look at her, God is doing that right now with you. So, quickly recapping. The Holy Spirit, God Himself, has given this song of strength, comfort, and encouragement. And Elizabeth has received this, and she's sung it out. And so the third question we have is what does this mean for us? This song in Scripture. This situation's unusual. It jumps out at us. There's something happening here. We've learned that God is a God who is singing over us, that God wants to bless us. He wants to encourage us and strengthen us. That's who He is. So what does this mean for us? I think for starters, we need to look at who this was sung to. And this was a song that was sung to Mary. And Mary was going to have a great challenge ahead of her. Being Jesus' mother was going to be a great challenge. She would have, as we know, a difficult birth far from home. There might have been gossip and judgment because she and Joseph were not married. And in that culture and at that time, that was not the norm. And her child, Jesus, had a great destiny, the greatest destiny, but would face opposition every day of his life. She couldn't have known what would happen to him, what he would choose to go through for us in his death and his resurrection. But she must have known that having a child who would be the chosen one of God was going to be hard. One thing on a lighter note is that one of the trials of parenting is having these children that you bring into the world and you try and raise, and then you discover that they think they're right about everything. Imagine poor Mary. Her son was right about everything. He was perfect. But this was a huge challenge. This was a huge challenge for her life. And yet, God called her blessed. He promised to be with her through these challenges. And he promises the same to every one of us, because he is singing songs of joy and love and blessing over your lives right now. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it. And do you know what? God sang this song of blessing to Mary. He said, Mary, you're blessed. There must have been days through her life where she turned her eye to heaven and said, God, really? You said I was blessed. This life I have, this doesn't look blessed. But God said, you are blessed because you have my love, you have my favor, you have my comfort. And if right now in life you were going through a time and you're saying, God, your word says I'm blessed, it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes blessing is not the same as happiness. Sometimes blessing is not the same as success. Do you know what blessing is? Blessing is when we live in God's purpose and plan. Not when it feels good, but when we're in his purpose and plan. And if you're here this morning and you don't think you have a relationship with God, you're walking with him towards his purpose for your life, I want you to be blessed. I want you to know him, and I want you to know that in your life. This word blessed. There's a psalm, Psalm 89:15, and it says, happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence. And I want to tell you a little story. This is Elijah. When he was a baby. Hey, Eli, give me a wave. Elijah, hey, you all right, bud? And when Elijah was 3 weeks old, he got very, very ill. We had to take Elijah to hospital, and we feared for his life. We feared for it. So while Kirsty stayed with him, I went outside to the hospital car park, Torbay Hospital car park, and I walked up and down, and I phoned a couple of friends and asked them to pray, and I sent some text messages to a prayer chain, and I was just said, just help. And I didn't know what to do. Do you know what? I didn't feel like I could pray. At the one time, I should have been praying most for my Eli to be okay. I didn't have the words. And then I believe from Jesus, from his Holy Spirit, I just started to sing this worship song, Blessed Be Your Name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, still I will say, blessed be your name. And I sang this song in the car park while Elijah was up in intensive care. And I didn't feel happier, but I knew he was with me. Sometimes that is what it is to be blessed, to know that whatever's going on around us, he is with us. And so my prayer for us this morning is that we will hear the joyful call to worship as we've sung and we praise together today, that we will hear Elizabeth's prayer, that over the coming weeks, as you study the songs of Christmas, maybe this time that's meant to be a time of joy, joy to the world we sing, and that's what Jesus brought. But as we unpack the Christmas story, this is a hard story. But it was a story that God was happy to go through. Jesus was happy to go through so that we might know his joy, so that we might be blessed. And my final challenge, because this is a challenge, Elizabeth could have chosen not to sing that song. All of the folks in the Christmas story could have chosen to say no, could have chosen to step back and say, too much, this is too much, this is too far to go, this is too hard to bear. But instead, they persevered. And I want to challenge you. God is singing over you. I believe he has given us songs of blessing and joy and comfort and strength and encouragement. But notice in the story, God didn't give anyone a song for themselves. He gave Elizabeth a song to sing to Mary. And so the final challenge this morning, maybe you're not a great singer, you're not going to sing it, but who will your song of encouragement be to? Who do you know that needs to hear words of comfort and strength and hope and joy? Who are you going to sing a song of encouragement over in the coming days? And maybe it won't be a song. Maybe it'll be a note you write. Maybe it'll be a card you've thought of sending and you need to. I don't know what it'll be. But I believe God's Holy Spirit within us this morning wants to stir in us a song of strength and encouragement, courage, hope, and joy. Let's pray. Let's pray. Lord God, I ask that just as the Holy Spirit inspired Elizabeth 2,000 years ago to sing that song, Holy Spirit, put people in our minds right now that need a word of encouragement. Place on our hearts a compassion for people who need it. Right now, Lord God, would you speak to us and tell us who you want us to encourage in these coming days? And whether it's with a song, a gift, a card, a note, a word, whatever it is, I pray that you would give us the courage to step out and do it in obedience to your purpose. For as we are blessed, so too we ask that you would make us a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen.